You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Pat Swisher, CEO of EnviroMaster, which is a commercial hygiene cleaning company with more than 65 franchises around the country. Pat is also recognized as the founder of the commercial hygiene cleaning business. Mr. Swisher, a pleasure to have you with us on the program.
Great to be on board here.
Certainly pleased to have you with us today, Mr. Swisher. Looking forward to hearing all about the company and the backstory as well. So, Pat, if you would, tell us how you started as an entrepreneur and what inspired you to go out on your own.
I think they refer to me as a serial entrepreneur. From the time I got out of college, I never actually had a job. I was originally in the real estate business, rehabbing homes and renting those out. I later went into the restaurant industry, which really gave me the appreciation for how important the restroom hygiene is. According to the National Restaurant Association, the restroom is the number one concern of restaurant patrons. So staffing properly those restrooms, keeping them clean, keeping them smelling good was a constant problem. So I really had a foundation in restroom hygiene in the restaurant business. I then went into, cable TV was a relatively new industry. I went into the cable TV business, became very successful in that industry, so successful that our biggest competitor bought us out and found myself, like millions of probably your listeners, looking for what was I going to do next.
And not a fun place to be, but this is why we're here, to point people in the right direction. Now, many people credit you for founding the commercial hygiene industry. Why did you get into sanitizing public restrooms, and can you really make money doing this?
Well, I did. I was a relatively young guy. I was looking for my next business opportunity, and I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I usually try to go get the best advice that I can, and I had a friend of mine who was an investment banker and was involved in the cable TV business, and after we sold that, I had gone out and gathered a lot of information on different opportunities I perceived going on at that time, and I took it to him, and this guy did million-dollar deals before breakfast. He was somewhat of a mentor to me, and I sat down at his kitchen table, and I put all these glossy brochures out on the table, talked about there's a mobile phone deal coming out. Would that be good? And a couple other things. And up here in the corner of his table, I had a little idea about commercial hygiene. And he went right to that. And I asked him, I said, why in the world, with all these other sexy investments, would you go to something like that? And he looked at me and he said, Pat, when we do a merger, or acquisition, or take a company public, we're looking for fundamentals. And I see, if we see three or four fundamentals, we'll actually pursue it. But I see all five fundamentals that we pursue in this opportunity you're explaining to me. And I'm sitting on the edge of my chair, and I'm saying, this guy's a Harvard Business School graduate. And I'm saying, okay, well, what are those fundamentals? He said, well, number one, it's low capital requirement. Number one reason people go out of business is they don't have enough capital. I know how much money you got. This looks like something you could possibly do. We've been through a recession about that time, and he said, is it recession resistant? And according to what you're telling me, it looks like it meets that fundamental also. What about competition? I said, I can't find anybody else doing what we do. He said, well, you know, if you go over here to the mobile phone business, you're going to be competing with AT&T and Verizon, and I don't see you winning that battle. So without any competition, that's another fundamental I would pursue. How about technology? Is it going to be outdated by technology? And I said, I don't think so. I think people always have to use a restroom. And he said, well, you know, there's a lot of business models out there today that will be outdated by technology, such as I remember growing up, I used to go to the Blockbuster video store. Well, those are gone today. Is it a residual income model, meaning do you have to go out each month and conquer the world to pay the rent, or is it a reoccurring revenue model? And I said, it's a reoccurring revenue model. He said, that's very much like the cable TV business then, isn't it? I said, yeah, it is. The guy was right. He's a lot smarter than I was. He later went on to become head of the SBA and then President Clinton's chief of staff. His name is Erskine Bowles, and I give him to this day credit for being the smart guy in the room and putting me in this business.
Awesome details right there, and we can learn a lot from all the information that you just shared, and really appreciate your sharing that with us. Now, tell us about your five principles for starting a new venture or business for young entrepreneurs out there tuning in.
Well, it goes right back to the fundamentals I just mentioned, whether I'm going to go out here and buy stock or if I'm going to go out here and buy a business. And it's kind of interesting because I sold Swisher back in 2004, Entrepreneur's Dream, sold it to a guy named Wayne Huizenga. And I went out after that, and I was looking at other models. And for 5 years, I looked for other models, and I could not find a model that had all five of these fundamentals. Again, what are your capital requirements? Is it recession resistant? What is the competition? Is technology going to outdate it? And is there a residual income to it? Those were the five principles. And the other one that I added to that is it scalable. Our business model, a lot of people associated with janitorial. We're not the janitorial type of business. If you look at our model from 30,000 feet, we look like a commercial pest control company. We run routes. We have technicians that run route during business hours, Monday through Friday. We don't work at night. We're not a janitorial company. So that scalable model was what I was looking for. So could I build it to a multi-million dollar business? Absolutely I could. And that was one of the other things that was important to me.
Today we are joined by Mr. Pat Swisher, CEO of EnviroMaster, which is a commercial hygiene cleaning company with more than 65 franchises around the country, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Swisher, it sounds as if with the purchase of the Swisher Hygiene Book of Business from Ecolab, EnviroMaster is still growing. Are you looking for new franchise owners at this time?
Absolutely, we are. We bought back a huge book of business from my old company and bought out our only real competitor, and we are looking for franchisees nationwide to help us service these customers and build our model in their backyard. We had before the acquisition, we had a 700% growth, and we were named in Inc. magazine fastest growing 5,000 businesses in 2014 and 2015, and I'm sure we'll be there again in 2016. Again, going back to our fundamentals, we have no competition, and the market for what we do is huge. Anybody that has a commercial restroom, such as restaurants, car dealerships, retail establishments, office buildings. You really can't name an industry we don't service. We just signed up the Pittsburgh Steelers Stadium. We signed up the St. Louis Cardinals Stadium. So it's huge. The market is so large for what we do. So we are growing real fast, and we need some good, solid franchisees to help us with that growth.
Very, very impressive on where you have sold. That is quite impressive. Now, how lucrative can sanitizing bathrooms really be, and what are you looking for in a franchisee?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. First of all, we're looking for a white-collar business professional. 85% of our franchisees have an MBA. Now, we don't require that. We're looking for a guy with a management or sales background that's really driven to be successful, because the only barriers preventing us from growing these franchises to a multi-million dollar operation, it's not competition, it's not market share, it's not capital. We checked off all those boxes. It's our franchise partner and their desire to want to grow a business. So we're really looking for a guy that's a driver who can build an organization, because these models are very scalable. Some of our franchisees today are over $4 million in sales, have 30 or 40 people working for them, and still growing at a 40-50% per year clip. So if they're interested in becoming a white-collar professional that owns their own business, that has all these fundamentals, it's hard to find something like this. And we still have 15, 20 franchises available across the country. And that's the other thing. We grant exclusive territories. We don't want but one business partner in most major markets. For example, we have one franchise in Charlotte, one franchise in Greensboro, one franchise in Louisville. In a market as big as Atlanta, we actually have three franchises, but never any more than that.
Also, beyond your five principles, what other advice would you give to other entrepreneurs in general?
I would tell them to apply those five principles, but do your due diligence. Don't make an emotional decision. I see a lot of people make mistakes over the years. They get emotional about something and charge in without really doing their due diligence. We require any franchise candidate to take 30 days and do their due diligence. We want to make sure that they're the right fit for us and we're the right fit for them. If you're looking at a franchise model, which I strongly recommend, because someone else has supposedly taken the lumps and bumps and bruises, and that's what you're paying for, is a franchise model, you should talk to other franchisees. Go visit with them. See what they do every day. See if that's what you want to do. Life's too short to get involved in something that you're not really sure about.
And that is so true and well said there. Now, tell us, what is the process to become an EnviroMaster franchise owner?
We have an unusual process where once you contact us, we will interview you. We actually give you a personality test online that takes about 15 minutes to make sure that your personality marries up with what we know the personality traits you're going to need to be successful in this business. If you pass all of that, we will actually invite you in to come into what we refer to as a discovery day. It's a one-on-one day with top management of the company. We want to get to know the franchise prospect. We want you to bring your wife with you. We go through all parts of the business from A to Z, and then we ask you to take 30 days. Even if you come in and want to write us a check that day, we wouldn't accept it. We want you to take 30 days to do your due diligence, go out into the field, learn what we do, visit with our franchisees, talk to our franchisees, and then after 30 days, if both parties are agree, we will sit down and close the franchise and put you in business. To get a hold of us, go to our website, Enviro-master.com. You can call us or you can fill out an application online. Go to franchise and click and send it to us, and we'll be glad to talk to you.
Well, Mr. Swisher, it certainly has been impressive on many aspects, and we really appreciate your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy it very much.
And I did as well. We have been speaking with Mr. Pat Swisher, CEO of EnviroMaster, which is a commercial hygiene cleaning company with more than 65 franchises around the country. And for more information, simply visit enviro-master.info. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.